I didn't mean it to be a geography lesson. We're just interested in some of these pronunciations. Yeah, it turns kind of into a geography. One more, and I'll quit. I won't ask you any more. A big city in Ohio. It's where the baseball Reds play. Do you know this one?
Toledo.
There's Toledo and Cleveland, and then there's one other big city in Ohio. Since it's spelled C-I-N-C-I-N.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Now, the earliest part of the day is called the...
Forenoon.
Okay.
Morning.
Okay, great. Forenoon, though, is a word you would have used. Is that an old-time word, would you say?
I don't know. Hmm. I use it a lot, forenoon and afternoon. Okay. I don't know whether it's...
Okay. And if you get up and walk... if you get up and walk over towards that door right there, you'd be walking... pronounce the word T-O-W-A-R-D for me.
Toward.
Okay. Do you say, when you're walking towards something, do you say toward or towards?
Toward, I think.
Okay. Now, if, the opposite of up is what?
Down.
And the opposite of down is?
Up.
Okay. Do you use up and down in describing travel to different places in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you give me an example.
Let's see, we say we're going up to Gould, or going down to Cowdery, down to Northgate.
Okay. Do you use up and down in relationship to elevation or north and south?
I suppose it's elevation.
Is that because Gould is higher than Walden? So, would you ever use up and down in terms of north and south? Would you ever say...
going up north?
Yeah. You'd say going up north or going down south.
Yes, mm-hmm. Go down south.
But mostly it's elevation. So if you're going to Denver, you'd say going...
Down to Denver.
Okay. So I think it's elevation that we go by north and south.
Okay. Do you ever use over, going over somewhere, since you have to go over the mountains?
Yeah, we say going over to Steamboat.
Okay.
So I guess it does mean over the mountain.
Okay, great. And how far is it from here to Steamboat? It's about
55 miles.
About 60.
60.
60 miles. Okay. If my car gets stuck in the mud. I have to get out and I might have to get in the back and
push.
Okay. And the past tense of push is
pushed.
Yeah.
Oh, pushed.
That's just a pronunciation item. And the I might have to get in the front and get a rope and get some people to help me in.
Tow it.
Okay, or pull.
Pull.
And what's the past?
Pull you out of.
Okay.
Pulled.
Okay. Now, if I was wondering if you're talking about having to travel a short distance and you're going to tell somebody about it, would you use short distance or would you use might just say, oh, that town, it's just a short distance or a little ways?
A little ways, I think. Okay. I would say a little ways.
Okay. And how about for long distance? Would you say long ways?
Yeah, that's a long ways to Denver.
Would you ever use short piece? It's just a short piece up the road?
I never use that. I don't think that's a familiar term here. But a lot of people, I've heard people say that.
Okay.
Things like the ones from Kansas say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Your cousin said it's a fur piece. Yeah. And she's here said that's a fur piece on where we went to that picnic.
Okay, that's
that
exactly
was a Kansas word.
Okay, that's exactly what I was looking for. If it doesn't rain for a long time, people would say that water is awfully...
low.
Okay, would you ever use the word S-C-A-R-C-E?
Scarce, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you say water's scarce. Now, just three other things.
You never know the value of water till the well goes dry.
That's an old wise
one. Another one is water always flows uphill to money.
Well, I never heard that.
I never heard that one either.
That's the reason we don't have any. It hadn't started flowing uphill.
That's why we don't have any water where I'm from. No money.